I'm going to read two more things, but one is a couple of poems, and or a few poems from this book called Death Tractates. A tractate is it's a word I stole from the Gnostic stuff that I was reading for 10 years or so, and tractate just means it's an old-fashioned word, meaning a tract or an essay or a philosophical piece that's meant to be something other than expository. And I thought that I experienced a death in the middle of writing Bright Existence of a close friend, and she was maybe closest mentor, spiritual mentor. This book is about grieving for her and writing, and about how hard it is to write. And it takes place in Berkeley in the spring, so the landscape is foreign in several time and space. But I'll read a few of those, and the voice is very interior in these poems. So I won't pause. Secret knowledge. At first, I was able to speak to her quickly just by closing my eyes. She had died in the first week of quinces when things put forth their secret knowledge. Fiery, random blossoms are allowed to live, and robins don't seem all that common as they swing at the tops of cypresses through new song. And I wanted to hear just one voice, but I heard two. Wanted to be one thing, but I was several. I called her more quickly, told her how much I missed her, pausing at the edge of the screen that kept me from her in all the awkwardness of living, and she said it was not up to me to live without her or make the voice be single. She said every voice is needed, every voice cries out in its own way.